Good morning. Let's take our hymnals. We're going to sing Faith is the Victory, and it is number 486, just three short of what it says in your bulletin. 486, let's stand together and sing. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in vales below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love. Here were the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array, with tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about, the earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Thanks for singing. Now let's take a minute, greet somebody, tell them you're glad to see them here this morning.
Well, good morning again, and welcome to our worship service. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, and you know, a big one left about 7:15 this morning as the Pastor Abe and Diana and the youth group are headed to Kim, Colorado, and so we'll be praying for them and their travels, but also as they take the VBS that we did on the road and are able to do that in Kim as with the church there, and so we'll be praying for their time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, I guess the other one would be, I seeing Ron here, April Haig this week. The plan was for her to head to Ohio for her father's funeral, but God had different plans, and so I saw her Monday, and she was okay, but then she things started going south, and she ended up in Aberdeen having an appendectomy. And so the praise is that did not happen on the airplane or while they were in Ohio. Out-of-network expenses, as Ron told me Friday, would be quite exorbitant. So God was gracious in that way, but be praying for April for her healing, but also missing time with family and being able to go through the grieving process with each other. So be praying for April. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes.
As an update on my mom, first of all, just a praise for God's timing and watching her over. The doctor said if I wouldn't have come in when they did, within 24 hours, she probably would not have been with us anymore. But she came through surgery well, and her recovery is going well. She spent another night in ICU, but hopefully we'll be moving out of there tomorrow and or today. And she's starting to clear the liquid as well.
Oh, wonderful. So Christina's mom, Kay, also had some abdominal issues, and as they got in, and the surgery went well, and that is good. About a week in the hospital, they're thinking, but hopefully, Lord willing, she'll be out of ICU today and has started clear liquids, which is good because the alternative would not be so great. And as well as next week, you all were going to go down to celebrate their 50th. And so that's a huge praise also that she's still going to be around for their 50th. So that, and then your sister Holly is on her way. Okay, so there was a lot of family going to be gathering for the 50th wedding anniversary, but we're grateful that there is still an opportunity to celebrate, and we'll be praying for Kay, for her healing, for the family. I'm grateful that Holly has made it to the States. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley.
As y'all can see, I'm using my Chariot again. I'm having knee problems with the same knee I've had to be cured before. And I have surgery scheduled, so I won't run you over, I promise.
We'll get you a little horn for that. Get us out of the way. There you go, Ernie. But Shirley has, when is your knee surgery scheduled for?
June 25th.
June 20th.
The major complication is with the surgery scheduled this soon, the doctor would not give her any more administration of pain.
So the surgery for Shirley for her knee is scheduled June 25th. The difficulty because of that coming up, they've had to suspend some of the pain meds. And so that also lends its own challenges. So we'll be praying for Shirley through the time, for Ernie as Shirley's helpmate, and that God will not only superintend over the surgery, but also managing the pain. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John. Yes, definitely the weather this week has been up and down or blowing sideways, depending on, and so grateful that today is looking nice, the opportunity to get into the fields, but also the protection of when the topsoil was relocating the other day. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, yes.
Carson fractured his wrist and his hand, so he is in a cast. So time breaks start in the summer. But he has looked down to 2 balls in 2 weeks to get another x-ray to see how it's healing.
Okay.
She said it might be 5 to 6 weeks of being in it, so that should be some time to comply, but he'll get it off, so.
I know this time of year with the heat showing up that that's not going to be as fun. But Carson fractured his wrist and his hand and is in a cast. And so we'll be praying for the appointment for in 2 weeks, but also for healing as well as adjusting to having the cast for the first part of summer. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for today. We thank you that you have provided a beautiful day for us. We know that when the weather is a challenge, you still are on the throne and you still provide us what we need. And sometimes that is the patience. And we, as an agricultural community, truly understand many of the illustrations of scripture that the patience of being farmers, the patience of being ranchers, of having so many things out of our control, just to know that you know exactly what we need, and both for moisture, for good weather, but also when those things are a challenge, you provide the grace and strength we need. Father, you have told us that our dependence is fully upon you, and our sufficiency is found in Christ. There's so many things of this world that we can go try to pursue after. And the book of Jeremiah calls those empty cisterns, where it looks like it should be satisfying, but the cistern does not hold water. It is only found in your word, and ultimately in Jesus Christ. He is the living water. And the opportunity we have of worshiping him, that he does supply and satisfy our deepest needs. Father, I thank you that through your son's sacrifice and resurrection and his ascension, that we can have access to you. Father, we bring these requests to you. We thank you that you know them, you are acting on them. We share them not to provide new information to you, but for fulfilling the words of scripture to bear one another's burdens. And so that's what we do. Father, we lift up our youth group, those on the missions trip. We ask that you would give them safety in their travels, that you would give wisdom to Pastor Abe and Diana, that the time in the vehicle would be a bonding time. We thank you for each one that is a part of the trip. We pray for the ones that they minister to, that you would be opening doors for them, with not only being an encouragement to the church and Kim, but also to the community. Father, we also lift up April Haig to you. We ask that you would heal, that grateful for the way things worked out. It was not in her schedule, but you provided, and she is getting the help and the recovery she needs. Father, I pray also for her family as they gathered for the funeral and memorial service of her father. Help her to, in missing being with family, give her comfort. Help her through her grief as well. Father, we also lift up Christina's mom, Kay. Thankful that she got in and they paid attention to the symptoms, and you have given wisdom to the medical profession. Father, we now pray for her healing, that you would bring her strength. For the family, as with the adjustment of plans, that we're grateful that Holly has made it to the States. We pray for her safety and travels. And as whenever they have the rescheduled anniversary, we are grateful for the 50 years that you've given to them and the legacy of faith for the Friesen family. Father, we lift up Shirley and her knee issues, especially as anticipating surgery and the weaning off of the pain meds. We just pray that you would provide relief and that you would be preparing to the surgery would be successful. Father, we just ask that you would be with Ernie as Shirley's helpmate through this time as well. Father, we lift up Carson to you for healing in his wrist and his hand, that you would ease the discomfort through the warmer weather with the cast, helping to be patient with the healing process. Father, we're thankful for the ministries you've entrusted to us, especially the missionaries we can support. We pray for the Hamiltons as they go through the summer months for the wedding of their son, for the meeting with staff and the evaluation of staff, and then anticipating fall ministry. We just pray for his work with InterVarsity. Father, for this world, it is in deep turmoil, and it is just a reminder that this world is not our home. But you've also called us to be salt and light. Help us to do that through the power of your Holy Spirit and to be messengers of hope, ambassadors for Christ. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to share a little story. It's probably been about 10 days ago. Kason and Aiden were picking up some sticks in the yard. We'd cut down branches, and they went over to the park to get some sticks. And in that process, a mama deer was jumped up with her baby. She took off and ended up in the front of our yard. And she left the baby there, and she disappeared. So all of us went out there, and we looked at it. And I'm telling you, for 25 minutes, that baby did not move. You could see its eyes blink a little bit. You could see its heart beating a little bit, kind of like mine is this morning. And we had a little lesson. We talked about the fact that mama, or God, tells that baby not to move. Lay perfectly still. Do not move. Act like you're dead. Don't move. And she's out there watching. And we couldn't find her. We couldn't see her. But I told them, she's watching. She knows exactly what you're doing. If you touch that baby, she's going to leave that baby. And so we had a few teaching moments about God. We talked about that God installed in that baby to trust its mama, to believe in its surroundings, to lay perfectly still and wait. And so we all looked at it, and it had spots on it, and its legs were sticking up. And when we left, we went back to the house. Don happened to be home. And it wasn't long. Here she came. She took it, and off they went. And I told him, isn't it amazing how God installs in them, puts in them, the mama and the baby, exactly what needs to be, as he does for us. God waits for us. He stands there, he watches, he listens, He watches us to see what we're going to do, how we're going to act, how we treat others, how we serve him, how we love him in the ways we do. And I used it as a teaching moment. And I thought this morning when Charlie said, Deb, will you welcome? And if you have anything to share, I thought, you know, it's amazing how God, how we sometimes, me very much included, take it for granted, how he is always there, does, feels, sees, and knows what's going on, and then installs us into what we need to do. And so I just wanted to share that. I thought it was a pretty cool moment for my kids. Let's stand. Let's sing him. Let's love with him. Love him this morning.
We turn to you.
can go ahead and be seated. We're going to sing The Stand, the next song. There's so much power in words. There's so much strength through the words that God gives creators that write songs. And their love for Jesus flows within those words of those songs. And as we sing them, then our love flows to God. And this morning, this song stands firmly where God wants us to be with him and how he loves us. Let's sing it together.
What can I do? Heavenly Father, this morning we do indeed stand in awe of you, of who you are, of your love for us, and the gift of your Son, Jesus. We do pray that we would indeed be fully surrendered to you, and it would be our desire to live our lives in the manner worthy of the gospel. In Jesus' name.